Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome and thank you for taking time to listen to Max's earnings conference call on our fourth quarter results ended 31st December 2016. In this session, we will cover the key operational and financial highlights of the quarter with some references to our year-to-date performance. First, let's start on our fourth quarter performance. Overall, we delivered a solid Q4 and ended the year with a strong operational and financial performance. We did well in improving customer traction and data monetization, especially in the context of a very competitive price-focused market. Quarter on quarter, we grew service revenue by 2.5%, a strong follow-through to the 2.8% quarter-on-quarter growth reported in Q3. This strong momentum was driven primarily by postpaid with sustained prepaid momentum. We will share further updates on our prepaid and postpaid performances in later slides. Our integrated service and fixed enterprise segments trended in line with expectations. Our home fiber business continued to register steady growth in home connect, and we ended the year with 146,000 home connections, up from 118,000 a year ago. This was driven mainly by the positive response to the new revamp plans launched last November. Our MaxBirds services have also exceeded industry benchmark for customer satisfaction and recommendations, NPS, and this service will continue to underscore our service differentiation. The steady performance of the fixed enterprise segment continued to be driven by SMEs, small medium enterprises. We received positive responses to our FlexiShare solutions and revamped GSM packages. More and more enterprise customers are also experiencing our digital hub for self-service. Normalized EBITDA in the current quarter grew 3.9%, driven by higher service revenue and a more efficient marketing spend, which offset higher realized forex losses. Consequently, our EBITDA margin on service revenue was higher at 54.6% against 53.9% in the previous quarter. As guided, CapEx spend remained high. Investments were primarily to increase coverage and capacity, particularly on our 4G LTE network to keep pace with customers' increased data consumption. On dividend, similarly to previous quarters, we have declared a fourth interim dividend of 5 cents net per share, payable on 28th March 2017. We now move on to slide 3, service revenue. As mentioned earlier, we grew service revenue by 2.5% quarter on quarter, a strong follow-through to the 2.8% quarter-on-quarter growth reported in Q3. This strong performance was mainly driven by postpaid, with sustained prepaid momentum resulting in higher blended ARPU of RM57 per month against RM56 in the previous quarter. The ARPU uplift was on the back of higher mobile internet usage and higher roaming revenue despite a flat RGS, revenue-generating subscription base. Next, moving on to postpaid, slide 4. In terms of postpaid, Q4 is one of our best quarter in financial year 2016. We grew RGS base and ARPU. This strong performance was led by the continuous traction of the upgraded Maxis One plan, Zero-lution offers, and the Power of One campaign. As a result, quarter-on-quarter, postpaid service revenue grew 4.6%. On the back of the positive acquisition momentum generated by the upgraded plans and the success of Zero-lution and Power of One campaigns skewing towards acquiring new high-value data customers, we added 34,000 new customers to our postpaid RGS this quarter. The above-mentioned momentum also resulted in a significant jump in ARPU to 104 ringgit per month against 100 ringgit reported in the third quarter. In terms of MOP, in the last 12 months, we have doubled our MOP subscription base to almost 1.7 million with an average monthly ARPU of 138 ringgit, much higher than the average postpaid ARPU of 102 ringgit per month. Maxis OneShare continued to be a strong catalyst driving incremental port-ins and pre-to-post migration, and we closed the year with more than one-third of MOP customers having a share line. Data adoption continued to rise significantly across our postpaid. Average consumption is approaching 5 GB per month, rising from 1.88 GB per month a year ago. Smartphone penetration has reached 82%. Turning to slide 5, prepaid performance. Despite flattish revenue quarter on quarter, we are pleased with the performance of our prepaid business as we were able to sustain the prepaid revenue momentum against a festive-driven third quarter. This good performance was mainly supported by significant mobile internet MI growth. The Hotlink Fastpack launch in Q2 has surpassed 1.5 million users and continued to attract high MI ARPU users. Recall that Hotlink Fast was launched to spearhead our ambition to be the 4G prepaid market leader. Almost 70% of Hotlink Fast subscribers are MI users, of which 50% are 4G users. As a result, prepaid ARPU continued to trend higher at 42 ringgit per month, up from 41 ringgit in third quarter and 39 ringgit a year ago. Whilst we ended the quarter and the year with a lower RGS base, the net loss in prepaid subscriptions has reduced significantly against earlier quarters. Turning to slides 6 and 7. These two slides track our CAPEX spend and the performance of our network, particularly on our 4G LTE network. As guided, CAPEX spend remained high both in 4Q and financial year 2016, driven by our commitment to have an industry-leading, high-performing data network. With an 88% population coverage on comparable peer basis, we continue to lead the market in terms of 4G LTE coverage, quality, and best digital experience. As mentioned earlier, we are pleased to report continued solid 4G LTE adoption momentum across our base. We closed the quarter with 4.7 million LTE devices, and 4G users are consuming on average almost 6 GB data per month, significantly higher than the comparative figures a year ago, which was 2.8 million and 2.5 GB respectively. We are particularly pleased with the fact that we continue to deliver consistent network quality even with the 7 times 4G traffic growth in the last 12 months. For your reference, in Q4, our 2G and 3G pop coverage stood at 96% and 95.3% respectively. Also, revenue contribution from our partnership with U-Mobile totaled at 91 million ringgit. Next, turning to slide 8, EBITDA and cost development. Quarter-on-quarter, normalized EBITDA grew 3.9%, and this was mainly driven by a higher revenue base and a more efficient marketing spend offsetting higher realized forex losses. Consequently, EBITDA margin on service revenue was higher at 54.6% against 53.9% in the previous quarter. On a year-to-date perspective, normalized EBITDA and EBITDA margin was also higher at 4.48 billion ringgit and 52.1% respectively. As mentioned, This was mainly a result from a more efficient marketing spend and also savings from cost optimization program. At this point, we wish to highlight the normalized EBITDA mentioned earlier is before accounting for handset subsidies. Accounting for handset subsidies, normalized EBITDA for financial year 2016 would have been 4.15 billion ringgit, and EBITDA margin on service revenue would have been 49.1% respectively. Commencing Q1 2017, we will be using this definition as we believe this is a better reflection on our core EBITDA. On profit after tax, slide 9. On the back of primarily higher EBITDA, normalized profit for the quarter grew 5.8% to 544 million ringgit compared to 514 million ringgit in the preceding quarter. On the year-to-date perspective, profit after tax was stable at 1.963 billion versus 1.96 billion.